This podcast is supported by St. Cloud Technical College. Not sure what field to pursue? SCTC offers general education courses. Enrollment information at 320-308-5000.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, pesky plurals. Can you hear me? Is this okay? I'm Ryan, and I'm the best man. But what can I say about Pete and Katie? When my big brother told me that he was getting married, the first thing I told him was that I couldn't be happier with his choice of sister-in-laws for me.
Sister-in-law.
Mom, please, I'm giving a toast here.
I know, dear, but we rehearsed this. The plural of sister-in-law is sisters-in-law.
Anyway, sorry. Like I was saying, in the last few days, we've really enjoyed getting to know Katie's family and all of her bridesmaids. They're all alumni of the same university and...
Alumnae. The plural form of a group of female students is alumnae.
But what are you doing?
It's Latin.
They don't care. This is supposed to be a toast. I could do without all of your addendums.
Addenda.
Mom!
No other part of speech causes as much confusion and demonstrates the continuous evolution of the English language, quite like plural nouns. Today we'll try to clear up some misunderstandings about some plural nouns that tend to give writers trouble. We're not talking about so-called regular plural forms, like the plural of book is books. Instead, we'll focus on irregular plural nouns that can be tricky, specifically compound nouns that are composed of a noun plus an adverb or an adjective, and plural nouns that have their roots in foreign languages. Most compound nouns, and their plurals, are pretty straightforward.
Combine two nouns like pillow and case, and you get pillowcase.
Combine a noun like blood with a verb like shed, and you get bloodshed.
These are pretty easy, and so are their plurals. Trouble can arise, however, when compound nouns are constructed using a noun plus an adjective. The American Heritage Book of English Usage describes the construction in this way.
Compound words, written with or without a hyphen, that consist of a noun followed by an adjective or other qualifying expression, form their plurals by making the same change in the noun that is made when the noun stands alone.
Say what?
Yeah, I read it, and I still have no idea what it means.
Let's take an example.
The Attorney General held a press conference.
Attorney General is a compound noun. It's constructed of a noun, attorney, and an adjective, general. Attorney is followed and modified by the word general. The rule states that the plural of attorney general should be formed by making the same change to the noun, attorney, that would be made if that noun were by itself, attorneys. Therefore, the plural form would be,
we had a meeting with the attorneys general of all 50 states.
There are a handful of common nouns that behave this way. Fortunately, few of us encounter situations when writing or speaking where it's important to remember that multiple military trials would be courts-martial, or that more than one naval vessel suitable for combat would be called ships of the line or men of war. However, terms like mothers-in-law and passers-by are common enough that it's a good idea to commit them to memory. The other plural forms that often get sticky are foreign plural constructions. Many nouns that originally entered the language from Latin and Greek often maintain their original plurals. For example,
we added one more criterion to the other criteria.
Shiitake mushrooms are just one delicious fungus in a world of edible fungi.
However, things get confusing, and the English language shows its flexibility when plural nouns of the same origin are treated inconsistently. Outside formal academic or scientific writing, commonly used nouns in the workplace, such as agenda and data, have shed their original constructions.
The agendas for all of the meetings are saved in this file.
The data in the report is incorrect.
Because the rules for plural nouns are sometimes applied inconsistently, it's a good idea to heed the words of Gordon Jarvie, author of the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide. Jarvie writes, "The best advice to give with compound nouns is to check their spellings with a dictionary, to be consistent in one's own practice, and to be watchful of other writers' practices."
Forgive him, everyone. Ryan's just a little nervous.
Anyway, so you've all got cups full of champagne.
Cupfuls, plurals of nouns ending in full and in S.
Forget it. To the bride and groom.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the American Heritage Book of English Usage, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, and the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our producer is Jen Haupt. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, share your thoughts and participate in the discussion by visiting grammargrader.gather.com.
And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life.